The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
If the technical definition is two quarters of contraction, you're saying that's not a recession?
That's not the That's not the technical definition.
In terms of the technical definition, it's not a recession. The technical definition considers a much broader spectrum of data points.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here.
But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 348.
All right, day 348. We're coming up on the one-year mark. Glad you're with us. Toll free, it is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, it is everything that we told you it was going to be. I wish it weren't true. It is true. You know, obviously the administration was anticipating it, or they wouldn't have spent so much time and effort, et cetera, trying to convince us that the definition of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth or contraction, as they call it. Well, it's now official. The first quarter GDP number -1.6%. Today, -0.9 for quarter number two. That's the second straight quarterly decline in GDP. And then we're going to get into this whole issue. Democrats reaching this insane agreement with billions in new taxes and spending. And by the way, I've got, you know, fake moderate Joe Manchin, who went along with the Schumer deal and got suckered into Green New Dealism. I'll tell you what he did. If you live in West Virginia, Joe Manchin just buckled and caved to the radical climate alarmists, and it's going to hurt the state of West Virginia. What had been so admirable up until yesterday was Manchin was standing up for the people of West Virginia and telling the swamp in D.C. and his own party to go pound sand, go jump in a lake. Anyway, now they want to play word gymnastics with all of this, and the White House communications director saying this is exactly what the American people are asking for. What, inflation? We're asking for record high gas prices? Are you high? Are you on crack? Are you a junkie? Come on, man. Come on, man. Anyway, the GOP is saying this is going to lead to double digit inflation. I don't doubt it. It is political suicide ahead of the midterms. Every single Republican needs to keep it simple, stupid. I'm running against so-and-so. So-and-so, along with Joe Biden, is destroying our economy, is giving us open borders, causing record high gas prices, record high inflation, has now pushed us into a recession, is a mess in foreign policy. What do you hear what happened when the call readout today with President Xi? Oh, yeah, President Xi threatening Biden on the call, and he's too weak to stand up for our country. It is humiliating. It is embarrassing. I can't even believe that I'm going to report what you're going to hear. Anyway, the Powell yesterday saying he doesn't think the economy's in recession. Janet Yellen saying the same. I mean, we don't think it's in a recession. New York Times column, a so-called liberal economist who just admitted he was wrong about inflation the whole time. Now he goes out there and even urged Americans to ignore the real definition of a recession. This is how insane these people are. And the very people the left, liberals, Democrats, claim to have a monopoly, a compassion for, they're destroying poor people in this country and the middle class in this country and people on fixed income in this country and the elderly that are struggling. Half of the elderly population in the country now, you know, can't even make ends meet because of these insane policies, record high inflation, record high gas prices. Oh, but we got leaders that have no economic real world experience. So what would you expect? I mean, I'll play it later, but Peter Ducey just eviscerated White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre by reading the Biden Economic Advisors 2008 definition of a recession. Their own economic advisor said exactly what a recession is. Economists have a technical definition for a recession. This is Biden's own economic advisor. And it is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Nobody that knows anything about the economy disagrees with that. Why we're sparring over that, I don't know. But now Joe Biden and his insane climate alarmist cult energy dependence religion, cultism, has now driven this country into a recession. Great job, Joe. Really terrific. I can't believe how amazing it is. Lower income Americans, look at this, starting to cut back on any restaurant spending. By the way, I'm not talking about a fancy steakhouse. I'm talking about Chipotle. I'm talking about McDonald's. They have reinforcing data showing lower income Americans, they are cutting back on fast food because they can't afford it. Listen, I remember being at this point, one point in my adult life, and I'm like, I couldn't afford to go to McDonald's. I was that close to paying my rent every month. It sucks when you're in that position. Chipotle singled out diners who earn less than 50 grand a year. They're not going to Chipotle as often. I don't happen to love Chipotle. My kids love Chipotle. I'm not a big Chipotle person. I'd rather get a burger and fries and pizza and any day, although I'm mostly a paleo eater now. Anyway, so the chief executive officer of Chipotle said in an interview, and a lot of people love Chipotle, everything is more expensive. McDonald's says lower income customers are shifting to a less expensive menu item, skipping combo meals that includes fries and a drink. My favorite is a quarter pounder with cheese, french fry, and a Coke. I hardly ever have it. Like next to never now. And I love it. I'm not going to lie. I just am that disciplined. U.S. pending home sales down 20%. And this is just the beginning. You know, in the lead up to all this, I was wondering why are they keep releasing all these strategic petroleum reserves? Because they knew this week was coming. So they wanted to at least have some fake good news. And it's fake in as much as they put a Band-Aid on the high price of gasoline. It's still double what Donald Trump handed off to Joe Biden, but they wanted to put a Band-Aid. Oh, gas prices have been down for 38 days. They're releasing our strategic petroleum reserves. What if there's a hurricane that, God forbid, knocks out a refinery in Houston one day? What are we going to do then when we don't have reserves and even given some of the reserves to China? And I got a lot to say about China today. You know, Biden said this week, we're not in a recession. He said it before the numbers ever came out. I kept telling you, who do I believe? Do I believe the Atlanta Fed or do I believe Joe Biden and Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell and Deese, this idiot economic advisor out of political convenience now has changed the definition of what it is to be a recession. Biden says it's no surprise the economy is slowing down. It's not because your policies are idiotic and it almost guaranteed it would slow down. J.D. Power reporting dismal car sales in July. We now have repossessions at numbers that we haven't seen in years. And here's the sad thing. Then we got this idiotic deal with Joe Manchin and Chuckie Schumer. You know, $739 billion tax and spend bill. And literally, Joe Manchin, let me play Joe Manchin in 2010. I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. Listen.
I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. I can't look the people in West Virginia in the eye and ask them to pay a penny more until I know we're running this government efficient.
Well, we're not running it efficient, Joe. You just screwed your own constituents in West Virginia. Because as part of this package, they have a 15% corporate minimum tax. All right, you think it's great. Yeah, let those rich corporations pay more taxes. That's it. That's going to be the answer. They want more money. No, corporations don't pay taxes. Everybody needs to get this in their head, in their thick skull, and understand they just pass the cost on to you. So that's more money you're going to have to pay, more inflation for you and your family. And by the way, gas prices are going back to $5 a gallon because guess what? They have, what, 20 million more barrels of strategic petroleum reserves they're going to release. And then once they stop releasing it, OPEC isn't picking up the slack. Saudi Arabia told Joe to pound sand, literally. We're not going to get it from Venezuela. That seems to not be working out. Thankfully, what we're going to now do a deal with Iran. You know, when Joe said he's going to, we're going to eliminate, you know, our dependence on fossil fuels. He didn't say eliminate domestic production. He said eliminate it. He didn't say that we're going to stop drilling for gas, going to stop fracking for gas here and stop drilling for oil here and stop mining for coal here. And we're going to go to Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, OPEC, and Venezuela. How stupid is this? You want to end inflation? Go back to energy independence. You want to secure the border? Go back to the Trump border policies. Oh, you mean the guy that gets people all riled up and mad because he's out there tweeting? Good grief. It's unbelievable. At $739 billion tax and spend bill. Oh, yeah, this is the new Green Deal. They're going to spend a lot on climate and energy programs, including tax credits for buying electrical vehicles. Here we go. We're back to pushing what about all of the mining that goes into creating a battery for an electric vehicle? You know, the cobalt, the manganese. Let's see. What else do they got? Nickel and all the other minerals that they use these very, very expensive, powerful equipment that's powered by diesel to extract from Mother Earth and damage the earth in the process and put out all those carbon emissions from all that fuel that they need to get it to build the battery for the electric car. Oh, and then how do you charge the electric car? That's right. You use electrical power. Where does most of the electrical power come from? Because only 12% of our grid comes from, quote, renewables. And they don't have the technology to change us over, switch us over to renewable energy and to be renewable energy independent, as Pete Buttigieg says. Remember, more pain, more progress, more benefit, he said this week. It's unbelievable. But we don't have the technology. It's not going to be cheaper. So why? How do you justify begging enemy hostile regimes, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, OPEC nations, and Venezuela? I don't like any of these nations. They're all hostile to the U.S. They're all a real clear present danger. And Joe Manchin capitulates and gives in. They'll pass this through reconciliation. They'll shove it down our throats. And we're stuck. And the dumbest thing, by the way, even Obama agrees with me about raising taxes in the middle of a recession. Listen.
You don't raise taxes in a recession. The last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
Now, we're doing the exact thing. Even Barack Obama. Never thought I'd quote him on this program, but here's what I did. Anyway, you look at it, and it's so funny. There's a lot of things you really need to understand about this, you know, but when you look at now, all right, so they're going to give us $7,500 in tax credits for a new electric car, $4,000 for used electric cars for the first time if you're buying one. Okay, but they still cost $20,000 more than a gasoline-powered car. So it's not going to benefit people. And the electricity is coming, 88% of it is not coming from renewables. So that means you're using gas and coal, etc., to fire up your electric vehicle. So how's that good? And now this is all going to drive, and the housing market issue, I keep telling you, it hasn't hit yet. We're now beginning to read reports about it. It's coming. Anyway, Manchin, it's just unbelievable. This, in the middle of all of this, they passed Build Back Broke, New Green Deal, radical socialism, and Manchin went along with it. This is a disaster. Mark my words, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better on its own. These policies are going to accelerate the problems. And the housing market's next. New home construction will stop. Mark my words. Sale of pre-existing homes is going to come to a screeching halt. Nobody's given up their 2.8, 3.2, 3.8% 30-year fixed rate mortgage in exchange for a 7, 8% fixed rate mortgage. Nope, not going to happen. They don't want to pay that money, nor should they. And then the next thing that's going to happen is home values will plummet along with your IRAs and your 401ks that have already plummeted. Great job, Joe. Socialism's really, really doing wonders for the economy. Giving up energy independence is doing wonders for the economy. And then they just lie about everything. I have a whole list of all the lies they tell. I'll get to that next. I have never had any conversations ever with Hunter. Well, we got news today that that's an absolute lie. Joe Biden met with Hunter's business associates at least 14 times. We now have a smoking gun email proving Joe Biden was the big guy, as if you needed another smoking gun after Bobulinski, collecting 10% from Hunter's China deals. Whoopsie-daisy, they lied there. They denied that. Mayorkas last week, we don't have the border's secure. They're in denial. It's a recession. Denial. I'll never impose a vaccine mandate. He denied he'd ever do that. They did it. Denied the Taliban is killing people. They were, and they are. And then called their withdrawal a success. That's denial. Denying the administration is limiting oil production. That's a denial, and it's a lie. Denying that we have a supply chain crisis. They say it was averted. Well, it's still going on. Inflation is transitory. Denying the truth about that. Oh, the inflation is over in December, Joe told us. We've now peaked at 7%. This is it. We're done. It's now going to go down. Didn't happen. Deny that, you know, a recession's a recession. Deny everyone predicted a winter COVID surge. They weren't ready. They ran out of tests last Christmas. Never mind the therapeutics that would actually work and help people. You know, denied the Russian invasion was imminent. Troops were all over the border. As long as it's a minor incursion. Denying the major gaffes in Europe. They weren't gaffes. Denied it that he was alerted about the baby formula shortage. He was alerted repeatedly months in advance. Denying that his massive spending package caused inflation. Blaming Putin, blaming Fox, blaming Trump. You know, blaming everybody that, you know, isn't them. Just lying. Another word for it, lying.
You can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so we are officially in a recession. There's other news today. So after funneling millions of dollars into the Biden family syndicate, meaning China, President Xi knows, just like Vladimir Putin knows, just like Ukraine knows, they've got Joe over a barrel. Remember, Libya had a dossier on Zero Experience Hunter. And I don't even know how much business he did with Zero Experience Hunter. But they had a dossier on Zero Experience Hunter. And in that dossier, they knew he was a crack addict. They knew he had a proclivity with, you know, prostitutes, hired prostitutes. Now, think about this. If you think that Don Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, if they lied on a gun application, and that gun gets thrown in a dumpster somewhere, and thankfully a good Samaritan finds it and hands it over to the police. It was near a school, and it didn't end up in the hands of some kid, and a disaster could have been unfolding after that. Anyway, you think they would have gotten away with a slap on the wrist or not charged at all? Because apparently Delaware prosecutors thought that Hunter was a victim in this. Jeez. I mean, you know, there's such a double standard. And by the way, part of the Manchin Build Back Broke deal includes hiring more IRS agents. You know, I'll tell you right now, you're just, what that means for most of you is you're now going to get the Hannity treatment. What do you mean by that, Hannity? A Hannity treatment, meaning every year they pull my file. So in the preparation to get every single I dotted, T cross, penny paid, because I'm not taking chances with a government that is so hostile to all conservatives. Liberals, oh, it's an honest mistake. A conservative, you were short $10 on your tax form, therefore we're going to put you in jail for 10 years. So I tell everybody, pay your taxes. Don't mess around with it. Pay it, pay it, pay it. My accountants call me. What do you want me to do? This is a legal deduction. You know, they might challenge it, but pay it. That's what I say constantly. So I go through a process where I've got a financial team that does my taxes, and then it goes to my lawyer, and then my lawyer brings in his accountants to go over the work of the other accounting firm, and it gets done twice before it ever gets sent in. And of course, every penny is paid. And by the way, a lot of it's taken out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, so President Xi calls today. They have this 2-hour phone call. Now, I would argue that what happened in Ukraine is not unique. In Ukraine, we had Vice President Joe Biden. He leveraged $1 billion of your taxpayer dollars, and he said to Ukraine, either you fire that prosecutor over there, his name is Shokin, Viktor Shokin, I believe. You fire Shokin, or you're not getting $1 billion. He tells the story, brags about it. And he goes, oh, you got 6 hours until I leave. Got to fire the prosecutor. You're not getting the billion. You don't believe me? Call Obama. He'll support me. Okay, so son of a B, he says. They fired the guy. Why would a vice president withhold $1 billion to fire some stupid prosecutor in Ukraine? Well, now we know the answer, because the prosecutor was investigating Hunter. And Hunter then goes on Good Morning America, and he's asked simple questions. Do you have any experience in energy? No. Oil? No. Gas? No. Ukraine? No. Huh. Well, why do you think they paid you millions of dollars? I don't know. I really don't. Do you think maybe it's because your dad was the vice president in charge of Ukrainian policy? Probably. Probably that's it. Probably a lot of things wouldn't happen in my life. What experience did you have? Well, I was on the board of Amtrak. What does Amtrak have to do with energy or Ukraine? Nothing. But Joe Biden, that's the real quid pro quo. But because your media is so corrupt, because our Department of Justice is so corrupt, because our FBI, you know, the leadership is so corrupt, we have whistleblowers out this week trying to tell people that they're protecting Hunter Biden and they're purposely labeling evidence as Russian disinformation to cover for Hunter. Think that would ever happen to a Trump? This country's a mess. If you don't have equal justice under the law and equal application of our laws, and you politicize the Justice Department the way we have, you know, you see, it's all January 6th, but forget about the 574 riots that killed dozens of Americans, injured thousands of cops, and caused billions of property damage. Ignore the vice president, then candidate for vice president, Kamala Harris. They're not going to stop. She's talking about the rioting in the summer of 2020. They're not going to stop before the election. They're not going to stop after the election. Take note, she said. Beware, she said. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Take note. Beware. And then she tweets out the where people can donate to a bail fund to bail out the rioters, to bail out the people arrested. It's insane. Why isn't that causing insurrection in a city? See how politics is now, you know, whatever happened to the people that lied? Can you imagine what would happen to any of you listening to my voice right now if you lied to a judge? I'd never lie to a judge. You never lie when you're under oath. If you don't know the answer, honestly, you don't know the answer. But you don't lie. If you lie, it's called perjury. If you're a conservative and they say, or they actually set perjury traps for conservatives. We've seen that before. But you just tell the truth under oath. You have to. That's my advice. Tell the truth. you know, there's certain people in life you should never lie to. You never lie to your minister. That's not going to do you any good. You shouldn't lie to your doctor. No, I don't have chest pain. No, not at all. That's not a good idea. You can't, if you lie to your lawyer can't do his job and or her job and defend you. Shouldn't lie to your significant other. You know, she's better off telling the truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.